Well, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and today we are talking Call of Duty, but not really, but kind of, but a little bit, but not entirely. Bear with me. I just want to jump into this because I never thought I'd see the day. A Call of Duty movie has been announced. And of all the things I expected to have some sort of drama built in, it wasn't just the mere announcement that a Call of Duty movie was going to be made. I want to read this to you. There's been article after article. This focuses on the actual creation of it. To make a long story short, the cliff notes are just that, well, Paramount Plus has gotten the contract for it, and they're going to be making the movie. Let's read about it, because it's not as simple as that, but we need to start here. This is from Variety.com. There's a bunch of different articles about this, a bunch of different news. Let's talk this. Call of Duty movie in the works under Major Paramount Skydance, Microsoft's Activision Pact. Okay. There's the rundown. Paramount has signed a film deal with Microsoft-owned video game publisher Activision, of course, to bring its Call of Duty franchise to the big screen. Under the partnership, Paramount will develop, produce, and distribute a live-action feature film based on the Call of Duty universe, which encompasses more than 30 mainline games released since the original COD debuted in 2003. The valuation of the mega deal was not disclosed. I don't think, personally, that's going to be disclosed. Not at least until well after the game is made. Or the movie is made, rather. I think this is such a volatile thing for a lot of reasons. I think that they're going to try to keep this as low-key as possible, and some stuff came out about this that I think kind of proves that point. Bear with me. So, moving on, sources tell Variety that while the pact is specifically focused on making one blockbuster Call of Duty movie, the deal encompasses the potential for Paramount to expand the COD universe across film and TV. Honestly, surprised it took this long, and personally, I think that's a really cool thing. And if we're being honest, yes, it probably will be a little bit kitschy. It probably will be a little bit cringy and cliche. But to be honest, when it comes to making war movies and war TV shows or things of that nature, it's not uncommon. SEAL Team was a very popular one. There's so many modern war-based movies and TV shows that have come out. And honestly, if they're using the Call of Duty storyline to make that movie, I think it could be a home run, to be completely honest. I really do. But they go on to say there are no details yet on what the focus of the Call of Duty film will be, though the video game franchise is at its core a series of first-person shooter military titles. Yeah, fair. Many of the games have interconnected storylines and characters, like the Black Ops sub-series from developer Treyarch, which is about to release Black Ops 7 this fall. Yep. The Call of Duty pact comes a month after Paramount closed its $8 billion merger with David Ellison's Skydance and is the latest in a line of splashy movies. Since the merger was approved, the company lured Stranger Things creator the Duffer Brothers over from Netflix and shelled out $7.7 billion to become the home of the UFC, your Ultimate Fighting Championship, events for 7 years. Now settled within Microsoft Gaming, Activision was itself part of a mega merger just 2 years ago when Microsoft completed its $68.7 billion purchase of Activision Blizzard, which gave the tech company control over Call of Duty and many other popular video game titles. Now, this is a good time to break in and make something very clear here. Microsoft acquiring Activision and Call of Duty, Blizzard, is a double-edged sword, right? Because on one hand, okay, sure. Put big money behind it, you get big things. And realistically, the biggest thing that we got from a day-to-day standpoint is that Call of Duty and a lot of its titles, including the every year new release, is now on Game Pass, Microsoft Game Pass or Xbox Game Pass. So if you have an Xbox or if you have a PC, you can pay $10, $20 a month, something like that. And you can download the entire archive of their Game Pass titles and play them at will. I keep Xbox Game Pass because I have an Xbox. I have multiple Xboxes and I have a PC. that allows me to play a lot of different games, and I do feel like I get my money's worth out of it. Genuinely, I really do feel like I get my money's worth out of it. And on top of that, it gives me the chance to play a lot of titles that I normally wouldn't spend the money for. There's a lot of people trying to do these kinds of subscription services, but nobody's come close in the gaming sphere to what Xbox Game Pass is doing. So Microsoft has a lot of money that they can back these kinds of projects with, and with all fairness, Activision does as well. Blizzard does as well. Now, Activision is a very volatile, let me just make this clear. Activision is a very volatile company, especially when it comes to Call of Duty. They have gotten themselves in a lot of heat over a long period of time because they make decisions that are monetarily based rather than developmentally based. So we've talked about this a lot in the past, and I'm not going to get into specifics, but they've made decisions from a high level of what Call of Duty should look like. And the reality is you have suits making decisions for something that they don't understand. And I'm not trying to swing a low blow or anything like that. But it is true. That is the fact of the matter. Now, we can get into details, we can get into specifics, and I can get really anal about how I break this down, but the reality is Activision has, and Microsoft has, a lot of control over Call of Duty and the overarching narrative that it pushes, what it plays like, what the gameplay is, what the changes are, what the yearly update is. And the sad part is, when it was a rotation of Treyarch, Sledgehammer, and Infinity Ward creating these games and then them just being produced, there was a lot of soul in those games. Some of the highest points, the highest peaks of Call of Duty came from that time when Activision wasn't just wanting to control the dollars innately. Well, we look at something like this and we see, okay, you've got almost a $70 billion purchase of this. Clearly, they care enough to do it right. Well, here's where things get even weirder. And they're absolutely right here. For years, Hollywood struggled to crack the code on video game adaptations, but more recently has found success producing hit screen adaptations of Mortal Kombat, Super Mario Brothers, and as of this year, a Minecraft movie. Paramount has previously scored with its adaptations of Sonic the Hedgehog, scored is a heck of a term, which has spawned sequels and spin-off streaming shows. Yeah, that's a really important part here. Yes, it had hit adaptations of Mortal Kombat, Super Mario Brothers, and Minecraft. Now, Minecraft, let's be honest, Minecraft was a very popular movie because it was a meme, and that's, I'm not talking down on it, but it was a meme, and it was designed to be kind of a meme. And let's be even more honest with ourselves, a lot of the people that this game had its loyal fan base of were people that started playing 10 years ago. They're all 10 years older now. They're either teenagers now, late teenagers, really, or adults. I grew up playing Minecraft, and you know, this movie doesn't work with me. Like, I'm kind of past the point of just sitting here thinking, okay, Chicken Jockey is funny, and like, I get it, but it was designed to be a meme. So if you can be lighthearted about it, you can appreciate it. That's why I do appreciate it. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Well, things like Super Mario Brothers, and I can sit here and name off. I was just having this conversation with my wife. The lexicon of video game movies are poor. The World of Warcraft movie was horrifically received because it was a horrific movie. The Halo TV show went against the spirit of Halo. Assassin's Creed, I will never forgive them for making that god-awful movie. My point is that they are absolutely right in this article. Hollywood has struggled to crack the code on video game adaptations. And honestly, I think something like Call of Duty, not just because of its previous success in the gaming sphere. Yes, absolutely. Okay, fair. But this is also, I mean, if we're going to be honest, this as an IP goes, this is about as home run as it gets when you compare it to things like The Terminal List or 13 Hours. There's it's a friggin' war movie or a war TV show. Like, yes, you can screw it up, but it's a lot harder because the content is not Minecraft. The content is not Super Mario Brothers. it's something that is designed intentionally to be relatable to the current or historical understanding. That's why they got their start in World War II. They could make something real out of this. The article goes on to say, with Call of Duty, it gets access to not just the most successful video game franchises of all time, one that has sold 500 million copies globally and drew $30 billion in revenue as of 2022, but also a video game franchise that has not previously been adapted for film or TV. As a lifelong fan of Call of Duty, this is truly a dream come true, Ellison, who serves as Paramount's chairman and CEO, said in a statement. From the first Allied campaigns in the original Call of Duty through Modern Warfare and Black Ops, I've spent countless hours playing this franchise that I absolutely love. Being entrusted by Activision and players worldwide will bring this extraordinary storytelling universe to the big screen is both an honor and a responsibility that we don't take lightly. Throughout its history, Call of Duty has captured our imagination with incredible action and intense stories that have brought millions of people together from around the world, and that focus on making incredible Call of Duty games remains unwavering, Activision President Bob Kostich said in a statement. With Paramount, we have found a fantastic partner who will work with who we will work with to take that visceral, breathtaking action to the big screen in a defining cinematic moment. The film will honor and expand upon what has been made, what has made this franchise great in the first place, and we cannot wait to get started. Okay, let's look at this holistically, this article. Everything here, maybe not necessarily a green flag, but it's not a red flag. Now, when I hear Rob Kostich say this stuff, and when I hear Ellison talk about with the CEO of the Paramount, like when I hear them say this stuff, like, yeah, it's PC and it sounds like a press release, right? And I get that. It has to some degree. But if you're going to sit here and cap this off with the Activision president's statement, you have to understand that Activision, amongst its Call of Duty fans, is not well received. And it hasn't been for quite some time. This, at face value, to people who are just looking at the news, may go, okay, cool. Just, all right. Call of Duty movie. Great. Carry on. But for the people who are actually the target of a Call of Duty movie, who are also the target of the Call of Duty game, this goes, alarm bells. Those are alarm bells. And you start to wonder what's the catch? As it turns out, there is a catch. This stemmed from Steven Spielberg. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Steven Spielberg wanted to make a direct Call of Duty movie. He says he's a huge gamer and plays COD, and he even pitched his vision to Activision. All he wanted was the final cut and full control over production. That is completely, completely reasonable to ask. It's friggin' Steven Spielberg. Activision got spooked and then sold the rights to Paramount where they'd have more control over the process. Okay, Activision have more control over the process. Understand, that is a bad thing. Objectively, that is a bad thing. Activision's direct control over the development of Call of Duty has led it down a very seriously bad path. If you don't believe me, go look at the reviews and go look at Twitter when updates come out. Hey, we want this. No, we're going to put this out instead. It's like, why? Nobody asked for that. And I'm about 5 years in on that cycle of Call of Duty happening. And it's because Activision does things with the primary and sole focus of money. I understand. It's a company. You don't have to lecture me. I know it's a frigging company. But remember your roots. It's the same conversation I have with people about how streaming services have lost the frigging plot. You are just replacing the exact same thing that you said you were swearing to fight against, i.e. cable and DirecTV and all that kind of crap. Like, you have become the thing that you said you were not going to become. I'm not going to sit here and feign sympathy. Well, Activision got spooked and sold the rights to Paramount where they said, yeah, as long as we can control it. Well, you controlling it is what put us in this part in the first place. Like, this is why the reviews have been bad. This is why your sales have gone down. This is why we have problems. This is why the CDL doesn't work anymore. This is why when you watch a broadcast of it, the friggin' scoreboard doesn't work. This is why the game is horrifically optimized. I can sit here and go on, but these are direct reflections of the Activision influence in the Call of Duty franchise. This IP has been actively just reduced down to nothing but how do we put this in to make it a moneymaker? And nothing more. Yes, it can make money, but if you give the people what they actually want, you'll make even more money. That's the reality. Activision does not live in reality. They have no desire to live in reality. What they have is a desire where Paramount is flush with cash, Microsoft is flush with cash, and Activision, being under all of that, can go, well, if you'll let me do it, let me have control, here's what we'll do. I could be proven wrong, but when I sit here and I read all of this, and it's green flag, and okay. Oh, that's weird. Oh, wait. Activision could have had Steven Spielberg, who actually cared about the source material, and you just went with the people with the dollar signs with over, what, like $80 billion backing you? Yeah, I'm not really surprised. I'm not really surprised. I should be. I am disappointed. Shouldn't be, but I am. Activision consistently gets in their way. And here's the reality. I could be wrong about all of my preconceived notions. I hope I'm wrong. Call of Duty is the biggest personal franchise to me because I know what it's done for my life. And I'm one of few people who can actually say that with a straight face and it means something. But man, come on. Activision has got to stop getting in the way. Black Ops 7 is going to be a very make or break thing for them, and I think they know that. Black Ops 6 was received so poorly, they know that 7 has to bring the things that the people want. We get specialists back, we get a lot of this stuff back. Who knows, maybe this will be it, but if they're going to get their hands in the TV and movie world, and they can't get off of their high horse, it's not going to go anywhere. And that's just the unfortunate truth. That's it. I want to leave it at that because this is a very interesting topic, and I think it expands to a lot more things than just Call of Duty because we've seen so many horrific adaptations of video games to movies. I think this could really lay some groundwork, or it could just keep taking a sledgehammer to it. No pun intended. If you know, you know. Anyways, that's all for today. Birdman, as always, thank you all for watching. Go check us out on rightsidemedia.org. Hit us up. Check out all the other stuff. But for now, I'll see you guys in the next one. Have a good one.